Mandibular bonded retainers are commonly utilized following orthodontic tooth movements to help maintain the corrected tooth positions. Typically, lower bonded retainers are designed either with a lingual wire bonded to each lower tooth from canine to canine, or only bonded to the lingual surfaces of the two lower canines. Is one of these retainer designs more effective in holding the corrected mandibular incisor positions long term? This was the focus of a study published in the March 2017 Angle Orthodontist. The paper was written by Ulrike Schütz-Fransson and her Swedish colleagues and was titled 12-Year Follow-Up of Mandibular Incisor Stability: Comparison Between Two Bonded Lingual Orthodontic Retainers. The sample in this retrospective study consisted of 64 children with Class II deep bite malocclusions who had completed fixed edgewise orthodontic treatment that involved both dental arches. No enamel interproximal reductions or circumferential supracrestal fibrotomies were performed in any of the cases. 28 patients received a 0.028 round steel wire that was bonded to the lingual surfaces of both mandibular canines, and 36 received a 0.0195 twist flex wire that was bonded to the lingual surface of each mandibular tooth from canine to canine. The retainers were placed with a similar technique and bonding composite. The fixed retainers were in place for a mean retention period of 2.6 years and then removed. Approximately two-thirds of the cases in both groups were treated with an extraction approach. Dental casts and lateral cephalograms were obtained and measured at 4-time intervals: immediately before treatment initiation, immediately after active treatment completion, at 6 years after treatment completion, with a mean 3.6 years after retainer removal, and finally 12 years after treatment completion, which was a mean 9.2 years after retainer removal. The active orthodontic treatment time for these patients typically spanned 2.5 to 3 years. Now, after comparing the two groups, did the researchers find any significant differences between the two retainer types in holding mandibular incisor alignment? That answer is no. In both groups, the mean little irregularity index was approximately 4.6 millimeters prior to treatment. The mean index was reduced to 1.7 millimeters at appliance removal and then increased to a mean 4.3 millimeters at 12 years following treatment completion. There were no significant differences found in little's irregularity index or in the available space for the mandibular incisors between the two groups at the 12-year post-treatment evaluation. In both groups, the overjet and overbite were reduced with treatment and stayed relatively stable throughout the post-treatment period. In both groups, the intercanine width was maintained during treatment and decreased by a mean 1 millimeter during the post-treatment period. There were no significant intergroup differences cephalometrically found at the 4 time points. There were no differences found in the mandibular incisal stability between the patients treated with tooth extractions and those without tooth extractions. Retainer bonding failures occurred in approximately one-third of the subjects. The failures typically occurred in the first year, and the failure rates were not significantly different between the two retainer types. The authors concluded that both a canine-to-canine retainer bonded only to the mandibular canines and a twist-flex retainer bonded to each lower anterior tooth are equally effective in holding mandibular incisal alignment. Neither of these retainer types prevent the significant relapse of mandibular incisor irregularity and the reduction of available space for mandibular incisors that typically occurs after retainer removal. It was disappointing that after retainer removal, in a mean 9-year follow-up, that the lower incisors had relapsed to approximately 90% of the little incisal irregularity index pre-treatment value. It appears that regardless of the type of fixed lower retainer used in this patient sample, there was significant mandibular anterior relapse following retainer removal. The use of long-term retention appears to be an important aspect in maintaining orthodontically corrected lower incisors. I typically no longer use bonded retainers with braided steel wire that was utilized in some of these patients. This braided steel wire has been shown to be potentially problematic as the wire may bend after placement, resulting in unwanted tooth movements. If interested in reviewing the complete article, It can be found in the March 2017 Angle Orthodontist.